Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Elegy for the Undead, a novella, by Matthew Vesely. Narrated by Daniel Henning and Charlie Thurston. Jude, 1 month after. She delivered a long diagnosis, probably much longer than it had to be, telling us how short the time was. "The way the virus usually works, it makes its way through the bloodstream up to the brain. Simultaneously, it works to flare up the amygdala and numb signals from the frontal cortex. In non-scientific terms, that makes you unreasonably angry without anything telling you to stop. That isn't the worst of it, though, only the first symptom. The anger happens about 2 to 3 hours after infection. Then the virus starts breaking down your internal organs, usually the liver and lungs, first. Sometimes it causes the gallbladder to burst. The infected body then falls into a coma, but technically doesn't die yet. The point we've been claiming as death is when the lungs start to expel blood while the infected body is still comatose. Soon afterward, the body wakes up and attacks anything it sees, instinctually biting to spread the virus. That usually takes about 6 hours from the time of infection." Dr. Cerrone sat across the room from Lyle and me. Lyle was squeezing my fingers. The office blinds were glowing. Strips of light fell on the solemn bookshelves, on Dr. Cerrone's folded hands, and on Lyle's lap. I squeezed his hand back.
"But you," the doctor said,